Pete Fantastica here at the Magnificence, which is the New South Wales Country Rugby Chance, the home of World Rugby, not New South Wales Country Rugby, Central North. But being president of Mid North Coast, tell us a little bit about what's going on over there. You've got two competitions on the go, and we'll get to that in a sec. But Grafton's moved in and out over the last few years, and of course, the really great behemoth within that tournament has been the Hastings Valley Vikings. Been dominant, got nailed in the last couple of grand finals, but also Moranbah has helped themselves to a premiership as well last year in the other conference.
Yeah, disappointing, as you said, that Grafton has headed back to the far north coast, which leaves us with five teams in our main competition of the upper mid-north coast. At the same time, Warhope, who's played the last couple of years in the upper mid-north coast, they asked to go back down to the lower mid-north coast because of numbers and the results, which we agree to. But when you look at it, five clubs, everyone's got 14s, 16s, 18s, women's reserves and first grade. So it's a big day of rugby each Saturday.
Is it a great challenge in places like the Old Bar and Taree and the like to get rugby up and going? Because the Clams are in and out, in and out. As you say, there are teams that jump around all over the place. Yeah, what is the nature of what the Mid-North Coast is? Is it really just like Port Macquarie, the home of retirees, and there's not the players coming through? Like, we could have plenty of officials, and of course, Phil Wilkins, who's about 320, he's out there reporting continuously on the game, and it's just one of those places at the moment. It's more of a retiree place, or is there some real vibe there in future for the youth around the place as well?
Oh, look, with the introduction of Charles Sturt University there, it's had a great impact on the town, bringing a lot of young guys over. So I think over the next 3 or 4 years, the numbers in the Port Macquarie area will only get stronger. There's two or three kids playing in the team today that are at the uni, one in the Colts, two in the seniors. So as the courses get bigger over there in the next few years, the number of young kids coming to town, hopefully playing rugby, will improve.
Of course, you had David Campese recently as part of New South Wales Positive Rugby Foundation up there. He had a great impact up there while he was around.
Yeah, he was fantastic, Dave. It was surprising how the young kids took to him. Like, obviously, he finished playing well before they were even thought of by their mum and dads. But they really sat down and had a good discussion with him, and he was pretty frank with them, the way that they should be addressing their rugby and just using basic skills, get them right, then become a rugby player.
Of course, we've got Tom Davidson, who covers the areas there from Gloucester all the way up to the board. Gloucester's done a great job with the ladies. It's a big challenge with being such a little hamlet and a little town to do the trek over, and they not quite Hunter Valley, not quite Mid-North Coast, not quite Central North. Yeah, what are the big sort of challenges there moving now for the game, and is it really free-to-air TV? Is it Waratahs coming up more? Is it more of that stuff through the Positive Rugby Foundation and the Australian Rugby Foundation? We've got to get more players to come out.
Oh, that's obvious. The main thing, if the Wallabies are going strong, rugby goes strong. Wallabies are struggling. They don't have that same impact of drawing people to the game. This year we started a six-week come and try rugby for the lower mid-north coast, and they were getting up to 60 kids on a Friday night, which was fantastic. We've now got three teams entered into the Coffs Challenge in a couple of weeks' time from the lower mid-north coast. So we've got to grow that area. Disappointing Gloucester folded this year, but their biggest issue, they've got shift workers. So, and they were realistic at the start of the year. All the miners, they just couldn't commit each week. So hopefully they can get up running again, because I believe probably over a quarter of the kids came from Gloucester for the come and try days that they had.
Well, of course, they had the Australian schools thing a couple of years ago when they had Ewan McKenzie come up. So through St Joseph's, of course, you've got great sponsors there, Canards High, Hurst, and also Settlers Inn in Port Macquarie. But I think we might be able to get ourselves a Super Rugby trial up there, or maybe a Elders New South Wales Country Eagles game. Where will we play it? Will we have it at Port Macquarie, or there's some facilities there all over the place, maybe Kempsey for some of the great work they've done, and of course Taree.
Yeah, look, I suppose the two main areas are Coffs and Port, as in facilities wise. We've got the great facility where the country championships were 3 years ago there at Port. I believe there may be discussions going on at the moment for a possible NRC game there this year.
Fantastic, Pete. Well, we wish all the best moving forward as you're part of the experience that is the Mid-North Coast, and we want to thank you for your time, and wish all the best moving forward.